Welcome to Econ 91.9, your weekly look at how the peninsula works. I'm Shaylin Cochran. This week, marketing the Kenai Peninsula. To whom and for what? Okay, quick personal story here. The last time I was visiting back home in Iowa, I spent a lazy morning with my parents watching The Price is Right. The last game of the hour, the Showcase Showdown, always offers some kind of amazing prize. A new car, a new kitchen, the trip of a lifetime to someplace exotic. And I was surprised when I saw the screenshot of that week's prize destination, Summit Lake Lodge right here on the Kenai, a place I've driven by countless times. And I was just as surprised to learn that national television exposure like that, aside from all the reality shows, of course, isn't that common.
Commercials are great. Commercials cost money. We have no commercials. Not just Kenai, the state of Alaska.
That's Summer Lazenby, executive director of the Kenai Peninsula Tourism and Marketing Council. I caught up with her after a recent presentation to a meeting of the Kenai and Soldotna Chambers of Commerce.
And there's videographers in town that are capable of filming one of those high quality, really, really effective commercials. The catch is getting it into the markets where, you know, we want the people to come from.
But where are those markets? Who's being targeted as a potential visitor and why? Well, if the point is to get folks here to spend a little money, that's a good place to start. Who has disposable income and time? Hint, it's generally not the younger crowd.
From a broad base, yeah, when people are in their early 20s, they're still earning their disposable income. But there's also segments of that same population that have a lot of money. And it would be great if I were able to waltz into Silicon Valley and be like, hey, you know what, computer people, I can tell you how to spend your money. Come to the Kenai. We have all sorts of amazing things to do. Again, we run into that budget issue.
And that makes for an interesting challenge because a lot of the newer opportunities in tourism geared toward younger people, like biking, backcountry escapes, or paddleboarding along a glacier, can be done for relatively little cost. Camping is cheap. But despite those and other budgetary challenges, a recent report KPTMC commissioned from the McDowell Group shows an industry that does better here than other parts of the state that spend a lot more money on self-promotion. Lazenby pointed to the Mat-Su Valley as an example. Over the course of a year, the Mat-Su won't see as many visitors as the Kenai does just between May and September.
Their direct spending was $98 million versus our $187 million. Direct jobs, 1,350 versus 2,500. Indirect, 300 jobs versus 600 jobs. Total labor income, 47 versus our 95 million. Again, their numbers are annual, ours are less than half a year. Tourism is a major player on the economics of the Kenai Peninsula.
And funding those efforts will be, once again, a major point of debate as the Borough Assembly takes on the budget in the coming weeks. Last year, the Borough provided $306,000 to KPTMC. And now a look at this week's number, 12, as in cents. That's about how much the price of a gallon of gas has gone up over the past week, settling around $3.15 around the Central Peninsula. Summer fuel season begins in April, according to the U.S. Energy Information Administration. Summer fuel blends differ from the winter stuff in how quickly they evaporate. Fuel needs to evaporate more slowly as temperatures go up. Slightly higher crude prices are also driving some of that cost increase. EIA says to expect an average price of around $2.75 in the U.S. this summer, plus an extra 60 or 70 cents for us Alaskans. But that peak is anticipated to hold steady before coming down again in the fall. And there's a little bonus. The Environmental Protection Agency says those summer blend fuels are a bit more efficient, increasing mileage. And that will do it for this week's episode of Econ 91.9, which you can catch anytime at our website, kdll.org. I'm Shaylin Cochran. Have a great weekend.